It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Kia ora, Jamie. How are you going?
Hey, Kelly. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you. Nice to have you back. How's your few weeks off been?
Gave me a rest last Friday. Thank you. I guess no one actually knows what's happening in New Zealand politics, so there was no point chatting to me.
Not really. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening, maybe to do with the MPs being inducted?
Well, we haven't seen any white smoke come from the chimney yet, so we don't.
Great metaphor.
The Cardinals haven't chosen a new pope yet. But I've been working with the new MPs quite a bit in the past 2 weeks, mostly the National MPs, obviously. As the Chief Government Whip, my job's to look after them, help them along, take them through an induction process. So there's been a pretty good induction process run by the Parliamentary Service.
Yeah, what kind of thing do they do? You know, what does that induction entail?
It's pretty broad. It ranges from things like the constitutional basis for Parliament, how the Parliament operates, question time, select committees, things like how you do members' bills, what the Office of the Clerk does. And then we add on top of it the political side of things. So a big emphasis from our perspective is the National Party Whip's office has been how you be a good local MP, how you service your constituents, how you can go about working with ministers to try and get good outcomes for your constituents. So we're pretty keen that our MPs all hit the ground running. They're good local MPs, they work hard for their community, and they can do a good job on behalf of the people that voted for them.
And you've got 32 new MPs that you're welcoming in at the moment, but it is possible that one of your own may not make it in once the special votes are counted, is that right?
Yeah, there's 11 national MPs at the moment that are new. We've got 10 electorate MPs, and then Nicola Willis, who's based in Wellington, who is an exceptional individual, I have to say. She's our only list MP at the moment.
Right.
We're all waiting for special votes. I think the way in which this election saw big changes, it was up and down from week to week.
Yeah.
There's a huge number of advance votes. I don't think we can just assume specials are going to go exactly the way they have in previous years.
No, exactly right.
Based on previous years, yes, the National Party usually loses the list seats, but nothing's guaranteed. We will just have to sit there clicking refresh on the Electoral Commission's website at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Also, a bit of an odd question, but I heard that the parliamentary complex includes a gym, a restaurant, a bar and a secret tunnel. Is that correct, Jamie? I want to know from the source.
It does actually. Well, I wouldn't say secret tunnel. There's the parliamentary complex is spread over, it's across a road. So Bowen House is across the road from Parliament House and the Beehive. So there's an underpass that goes under the road. I wouldn't
quite
call it
cool.
secret given hundreds of people go through it every day.
Sounds pretty secret to me.
But you know, when we're there as MPs on sitting days, we can be there from 8 a.m. till midnight. So having a gym there, I think, is pretty important that the MPs try and stay fit and healthy.
Yeah.
And the staff use it a lot too. And the restaurants, a lot of business and work gets done sitting around a dinner table.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to some more.
It's not free though. We have to pay for it.
Oh, really? That's not part of one of the perks. Oh,
back in the good old days it might have been, but no, we pay for it all.
Getting to some more professional talk. At the moment, obviously, the coalition talks are just commencing. So I guess I sort of wanted to know what, those entail, what those might look like. I know that yesterday the talks were only about half an hour long each with each major party, which was quite surprising. Is that just sort of how preliminary talks usually go?
Well, I think Winston Peters has made it really clear that he wants to see the outcome of the special votes. And it's pretty important because if you look at the numbers and you take Labor, Greens, New Zealand First, that's, 61 seats out of a 120-seat parliament. It's a very slim majority. And so if specials affect that where, you know, potentially National goes up one, that basically rules out that possible coalition scenario. If National lost 2 seats and Labor or in Greens gained a seat, that makes it 63 seats on that side, which is a whole lot of a different situation for them. So I think, quite rightly, he wants to sit there and wait for the specials, having preliminary discussions where you outline the types of areas you want to discuss going forward is reasonable, and that's probably why it hasn't taken so long.
Yeah.
But literally, I'm not in the room. I don't know what's going on any more than you do. I might have a touch more knowledge, but there's a lot to go and a long way, a lot of discussions to happen.
Yeah.
And I think given that MMP has produced this scenario and voters wanted a situation where New Zealand First, the Green Party, Labour, National all have to sit down and talk to each other.
I mean, in
have to expect it'll take a little while.
Yeah, in these discussions, I suppose we've heard a lot of from, you know, Winston and from Labour and National as well, sort of bottom lines that they're going to go in, and this was mostly sort of pre-election stuff, just bottom lines about what you're not going to budge on. And, you know, has National got those points that they're sort of going into these discussions saying, you know, we're not going to change our minds on this, this is what we're taking in with us if we go in?
I think we could reasonably expect the Prime Minister and the National Party to go into negotiations wanting to ensure that we have policies that a new government agrees on that will continue to see the economy grow, continue to see jobs created, continue to see improvements in public services for New Zealanders. How we modify that, how we accommodate the views of voters that voted for New Zealand First and voted for National, that's the types of things that Winston Peters and Bill English and the negotiating team sit down and discuss. But the bottom line, I guess, if you want to use that term, is that the economy and the fiscal parameters we work in aren't seriously impacted, that we continue to see more New Zealanders get better outcomes for themselves from government services and by leaving more money in people's pockets and ensuring there are jobs out there for New Zealanders. I think that's fair and reasonable, but that's what the National Party campaigned on, so that'll be the types of things we'll absolutely be wanting to continue to press forward with.
Because I haven't spoken to you since, obviously, the election, I wanted to know how, you know, you viewed the shock departure of the Māori Party from Parliament, and does National see that as a loss for New Zealand Parliament?
Yeah, I think it's a loss for New Zealand, actually. It's pretty sad. Te Rere off level, he's a real genuine guy. Mm. He worked hard and he believed in what he was doing. He was not, you know, the typical politician that New Zealanders might think of politicians as being. He genuinely believed in his community, his people, and doing well and getting runs on the board for Māori. And Marama Fox was a character too who believed in an independent Māori voice in Parliament. I think it's pretty sad. Mm. I know based on the history of MMP and small parties that they all get impacted when they're in government with a large party. And the Māori Party had 9 years with the National Party. It's sad that has been a consequence. But if you sit back and say, what did the Māori Party achieve? There's huge amounts of things they've achieved, from whānau towards more treaty settlements. Mm. They've been involved in getting an independent Māori voice around the cabinet table. That's big for Māori. And it's absolutely the right of voters to determine who they vote for and who they have representing Māori and Māori seats. But I just wonder if in 3 years' time, whether the Māori voters will wonder whether they've done the right thing in moving out of Parliament, that independent Māori voice. They did bring that Māori conscience to the government, and I think we've been better off as a government. National's been a better government because we've had them at the table, and I think New Zealand's been better off having them there too. But ultimately, voters decide.
Moving into the situation in Catalonia at the moment, obviously, is just a very violent and horrible situation. And I suppose we're just sort of wondering why the government hasn't spoken out about that when, you know, usually in these sorts of situations, there is some sort of message of, you know, hope or peace that's sent out.
I think because it's fundamentally an internal discussion amongst Spanish people and within Catalonia about the future of Catalonia, and I don't think it's for a foreign country like New Zealand to express a view on whether Catalonia should stay or go. I've been reading the information as you have, and there's the view from Catalonia that they have the right to do this, and then the view from the Spanish government that it's unconstitutional. It's not for New Zealand to express a view on whether a part of Spain breaking away is constitutional right or anything like that. Of course, no one would ever want violence to take place because of a referendum on the future of a particular part of Spain. But is it for us to tell them what to do? Probably not.
So it's not. So National Party being part of the International Democratic Union, which is the same as the Spanish People's Party, that kind of are being blamed for this violence. That's not a reason to not speak out, to not offend, perhaps?
I don't think the IDU has really anything to do with it. In fact, the IDU, from what I've seen, has been all about promoting democracy, and it's been about parties sharing a political ideology, working together on ways in which we could advance democratic outcomes. I went to the Republican convention last year where there were IDU meetings on the side, and nothing about Catalonia came up. In fact, I don't even think there's anyone from Spain that was there at those meetings. That would not be a consideration at all.
All righty then. Thank you so much for taking your time out, and we will chat to you again next week where we hopefully will know a little bit more about what's going on in Parliament.
We'll at least know the specials. And
we will indeed. Very exciting stuff.
Thanks, Kelly.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
The Wire.